This is Jay Sekulow, 48 Hours. We filed a brief on a challenge to the president's actions on immigration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
A whole lot of citizens across this country feel a little bit like Charlie Brown with Lucy in the football, where in fight after fight, leadership in Congress says, we'll fight next time. Not this time. No. And there comes a point where Charlie Brown has kicked the football and fallen on his rear end one too many times. So when our leaders in both chambers say, we will fight and we will stop President Obama's illegal amnesty, I take them at their word, but I am confident the American people will hold them to their word.
What do you see in the coming fight once Congress comes back, now both houses controlled by Republicans?
Yes, and with that happening, with the funding for the Department of Homeland Security expiring in February, we'll have another opportunity to cover this issue of executive amnesty and to withhold funds from the president's ability to carry out his executive amnesty program. I look forward to that vote and the opportunity to stop the president from doing this.
You're absolutely right that there have been significant numbers of deportations. That's true. But what you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Four more states have joined Texas in a lawsuit against the president. Attorney General and Governor-elect Greg Abbott sued the federal government over the president's new executive action on immigration. With Arkansas, Michigan, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, 24 states are now fighting this order. Abbott said the plan, which would spare millions of people from deportation, is unconstitutional.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We've had a busy weekend here at the ACLJ. By the way, our thought and prayers with the victims of the hostage situation in Sydney. More, in my view, of the radical jihadists in various capacities doing whatever they can to cause havoc. We're glad it ended, and we're praying for the families that were involved. Let me give you an update on our immigration battle. Again, let me say this at the outset. I'm in favor of comprehensive immigration reform, including a comprehensive security of our borders. We do not support in any capacity, and I testified on Capitol Hill on this before the Judiciary Committee, we do not support the president's unilateral executive action. We think that's a huge overreach. Jordan, there's been some significant movement in just the last 48 hours over the weekend. We are now representing members of the Judiciary Committee, including the chairman in the House, and a member of the Judiciary Committee, Ted Cruz, in the Senate, Bob Goodlatte in the House, and a number of other members of Congress. And this is growing. This is a big deal. It's going to be a very important brief, and it's due in 48 hours.
Yeah, that's right. And you can be part of that committee. I mean, it's you mentioned Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, and Senator Ted Cruz is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Also, Congressman Diane Black, Congressman Dave Brat, Jeff Duncan, John Fleming, Randy Forbes, Trent Franks, Trey Gowdy, H. Morgan Griffith, Tim Huelskamp, Mike Kelly, Alan Nunnally, Pete Olson, Ted Poe, Tom Price, Phil Rowe, Adrian Smith, and Lamar Smith. And the numbers there could keep growing as well. But you'll be joining those members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, here and speaking out and voicing, not just voicing your concern, but being part of the brief.
You're actually going to be part of history, folks. This is a challenge to the President of the United States utilizing his pen. The threat he made, he's going to utilize his phone and his pen. This is the threat. We're challenging that now in federal court. We're backing the states up. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. I want your reaction to the president's overreach here. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But also, let me encourage you here, folks. We've got a brief. We're filing it in 48 hours. It's the last 2 days for you to get on it. You'll be part of history. You'll be part of a committee filing a brief with the district court challenging the president. You can sign that brief at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And let me encourage you to sign on to this brief. 48 hours to go. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. And if you're enjoying the music of the broadcast, you can, wherever you get digital music, you can get Hope of Jerusalem, the album, the CD. We encourage you to do it.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Everyone, that's the Jay Sekulow Band. By the way, wherever digital music is available, you can get Hope of Jerusalem. All of the proceeds going to our work for the persecuted church, Hope of Jerusalem, on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever you get digital music. Let me tell you this also. We are filing a pretty significant brief. I would say one of the more historic briefs we filed at the ACLJ. This is a brief that we are representing members of the House Judiciary Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, and a number of other members of Congress. But we want representation for all 50 states. It's a challenge to President Obama's unilateral action. This is the unilateral action that he took on immigration. And we are challenging that. The states have challenged it. We're filing a brief on their behalf. You can become part of this brief. You really become part of history here. So let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. You can sign it there. Or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And let me encourage all of you from, we want representation. I think it's up to 24 states may have filed now, maybe a little bit more. David, is it more than that or is it about 24?
I believe we're at 24 right now.
24 states. They say there may be a few more. Jordan was talking about there may be a few more than that. We need, though, representation from all 50 states. So you got the 24 states that are filing, but we want members of the ACLJ, friends of the ACLJ, from all 50 states to sign this brief because that sends a different message, the scope and the nature of this. So what I want to do is encourage you right now, if you haven't signed it yet, go to aclj.org or you call us at 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 877-989-2255, and you're going to become part of history. You can also participate in our matching challenge campaign. We'll get into that a little bit later in the broadcast, but you can do that at aclj.org as well. Let me go to David on this one. We look at the immigration action. And as I said, I'm in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. I also am in favor of comprehensive security on the borders. The case really has nothing to do with that.
Right.
The case is really about presidential authority, and in this case, unilateral presidential authority, which we believe is a presidential overreach.
Right, absolutely. The president can't just say, well, Congress hasn't done what I want it to do, so I'm going to act. And that's entirely his argument. His definition of Congress being broken or the process being broken is that members of Congress aren't doing exactly what he asks. That disrupts the constitutional process. It disrupts the constitutional structure. It's flatly illegal, and that's why we're in court.
Now, Jordan, there was a move this week on Friday and Saturday in the Senate to try to piece out some of this and to try to stop some of the funding for the executive action. As we suspected, that did not carry.
That's right. All that really did come up is that the Department of Homeland Security will only be funded through February. So there will be a refight on this issue. The rest of the government's funded through September of 2015. So there won't be a government shutdown. And there was disagreement on both sides of the aisle. And Senator Ted Cruz, of course, very vocal on this, joined by Senator Mike Lee and some other conservatives in the United States Senate who were not happy about kicking the can down the road to fight this fight. But ultimately, what happened was there was an agreement on a cromnibus. So there's a continuing resolution to fund the government and the entire government. The only part of that that's very limited is DHS because of this immigration action.
Yeah, let me play, actually. This is a comment between our friend or a question from our friend Bill Hemmer to Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Take a listen, number three.
You were partnered with Senator Cruz on this. Was it worth it, Senator?
Yes, it's always worth it when you stand behind the American people who want to make sure that these things are being voted on. When we have a president who engages in acts of lawlessness and behaves as if he were a government of one, it's always worth it to stand up for the American people and get a vote on whether or not the president should have taken that action.
So the American people are clear here, David. I mean, this is not a situation, as Jordan was just saying. I mean, the vote, you know, it's moved to February, which gives us actually time to fight. We've got the litigation. The brief's due in 48 hours, folks. But you're talking about a very significant issue here. I mean, the idea
right.
of, again, folks, it's not anti-immigration reform. This is presidential overreach. If the president could do it here, where does it stop? It doesn't, actually.
Right. I mean, it's a mistake to think of this just in immigration terms. I mean, this goes to the very structure of our Constitution. If this is the case where a president can say, well, the process is broken because Congress doesn't want do what I want them to do, where is the limiting principle there? Where, you know, does that mean tax policy can choose which tax laws to enforce or not enforce? Does it mean environmental policy? You name it. There's no limit here if he gets away with this.
I think the reality is, and Jordan, this is where it goes back to, is the scope and nature of what the president says. Kind of following up what David just said. If you look at just the scope and nature of what the president's done here. We had this line that we worked on that was, I thought, very effective it feels like it was a lifetime ago when I was before the Judiciary Committee. I think it was only 10 days ago. But it was the line where I said, impatient presidents don't get to change the law. I'm going to see if we can find that one. It was right in the beginning. It was in the first, you get 5 minutes. I think it was right at the end of my first 5 minutes of it. But the idea, I think it's important, Jordan, to reiterate the fact that do we have a little bit of it here? Do we have a little bit of it going back? Okay, so this was just a few days back. We were before the full Judiciary Committee. It's about a 17-second bite. Take a listen.
In our view, President Obama's actions are unconstitutional. President Obama's actions are unlawful. President Obama's actions violate the separation of powers. And in conclusion, even with sympathy to the cause of immigration reform, impatient presidents may not violate the Constitution if they don't get their way.
I mean, I think that summed up the whole thing. And folks, we want you on this brief. And we need representation from all 50 states. As I said, Dave and I were talking about this with Jordan. About 24 states have engaged in the lawsuit. But it would be great to have a brief where you're going to be joining members of the Judiciary Committee in the House and the Senate, members of Congress, and representation from all 50 states. That's the goal of what I want to see happen here. So I need everybody that's listening to us to go to ACLJ.org or to call us at 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Now, Jordan, in Washington right now, Senate's still there, you said, but things pretty much starting to wind down.
That's right. Washington is in wind down mode. The most critical issues were handled with the bill to fund the government, so averting the potential of a government shutdown. That happened over the weekend. Of course, with everything that's happened in Australia, a lot of focus and refocus on terrorism threats. And those who may be inspired by ISIS may not have direct connections to them directly, but inspired by them carrying out these attacks. I don't like to call them lone wolf because they are being asked by ISIS to do this in all the ISIS publications. So they're inspired,
exactly.
And they're not acting entirely on their own. They've got their inspiration and their methods and what they're doing. And of course, they're using places like Australia where there are a lot of asylum refugees. And this was one of them. But he was on trial also for trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife.
Yeah.
And again, not was on bail.
Unbelievable situation, folks. in our book, Rise of ISIS, we actually talk about this whole nature of the jihad movement. And we draw the connection between Hamas, David, and Hamas and ISIS. This is part of this general jihad. And Steve Emerson had an interesting comment, and that was what was on their website. Let me play this for everybody. Then I want to get David French. Remember, David served in Iraq as a major, then a captain in the United States Army. But let's go ahead and play this from Steve Emerson, this from Fox News this morning.
We discovered his website showing that he actually published a pledge to ISIS a month ago in which he offered to be a martyr for Islam. So there's no doubt that this was an ISIS-inspired act of terrorism.
So, David, on that point, and we are praying for the families, and it looks like there were some fatalities. We don't know the details right now. But this is what we talked about. This is what's going to They are inspiring a global jihad movement.
Absolutely. I mean, look, the message you're taking is not that ISIS needs to be strong in Syria and northern Iraq. They make a universal appeal to Muslims. So there are Muslims in every country in the world who are sympathetic to that appeal. I saw that up to 70 Australians had gone to join ISIS. Yeah. More British Muslims have joined ISIS than fight in the British Army. We've had up to 100 or more Americans join ISIS. So this is a message that they're trying to make a universal appeal, and this is what happens.
This is, again, folks, another reason for you to get the book Rise of ISIS. I'll tell you this, folks. The book lays it out, and unfortunately we're seeing the ramifications of what these groups will do. So Rise of ISIS, by the way, is available in bookstores everywhere. It's also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and literally wherever books are sold. In a moment, Jordan's going to tell you what you can do to sign on to the brief, but let me encourage you also, folks, stand with the ACLJ right now in our matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate we get a matching gift for. We are entering the critical 2 weeks and a few days phase here of our biggest 2 weeks of the year fundraising-wise really start tomorrow. So we really need your help starting today so we can get a little bit ahead of the curve here. And we have a big goal that we've set. We'll let you know about that when we come back from the break. But go to ACLJ.org and sign on. Make that gift. Takes moments, and we'll get a matching gift for it. And Jordan's going to let you know how to sign the brief.
You call our toll-free number right now. It's 877-989-2255. It's toll-free. Doesn't cost you anything. It only takes a couple minutes to sign here. You're joining members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, like Senator Ted Cruz. Call now, 877-989-2255. Now, if you want to sign the brief online and be part of this committee, you can do it at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. But I encourage you to pick up that phone now. Make this call. Make sure you're part of this brief. Don't miss this opportunity. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled, a gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Classic rockers leading your band in the vocal side. It's pretty good. And that was, of course, John Schlitt, former lead singer for Head East and Petra, and John Elefante, the lead singer of Kansas, and along with our rest of our team here, the Jay Sekulow Band. That CD, I keep calling it CD, album, EP, whatever you call it, the Christmas Project is our Christmas album. It's called Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever you get digital music, and I'm happy to say it is now up on Amazon. It was a long wait, but it is up there now. All the proceeds going to our work here at the ACLJ for the persecuted church, so I will encourage you to get that Hope of Jerusalem wherever you get your digital music. By the way, in our book, Rise of ISIS, is also available as an ebook at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, but also in bookstores literally from coast to coast. Everywhere you can buy books, you can get Rise of ISIS. We encourage you to get that. Let's go to the phones here. We've got a lot of calls, folks. Remember, we're here for another half hour. A lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on right now that we're following. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Ike in Maryland on line one. Ike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Ike.
Hi. God bless you and your crew, Jay, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
My question is this. With regard to the president's actions, where does that leave a place like Prince William County, Virginia, yep, that 2 years ago started picking up illegal aliens and holding them for the customs enforcement?
Right. Well, the priority of enforcement has changed. So what's going to happen is, I suspect, Ike, is that the local law enforcement in Prince William County will stop picking them up, because they're not, ICE will not accept them. And there's probably not a state charge. I mean, maybe a traffic incident, how they got picked up. This is why you got to have comprehensive immigration reform and not presidential unilateral action. But it does put, I mean, David, my view is a lot of this is going to stop. I mean, and it probably, in light of this, until we get a win here, and the president, I mean, look, the president bragged about the number of deportations that he had. But then he changed the law. Let me play this for everybody. We've played it before, number 16.
You're absolutely right that there have been significant numbers of deportations. That's true. But what you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. Now,
what the president's not paying attention to is the Constitution of the United States, and now we are before a judge on that.
That's right. I mean, and talk about the mass confusion that's going to reign at the state and local and level. I mean, you're talking about the class of people who are exempted now, or who will be exempted, yep, once their applications are processed. It's incredibly difficult for state local law enforcement to determine whether those people belong in that class when they're picked up.
Yeah.
So this is just chaos. And what's going to end up happening is you're going to see probably a slowdown, if not an absolute halt, any kind of deportation activity while this gets sorted out.
Jordan, is your sense, following up on what David said, that that's the president's plan anyways? I mean, his plan is to basically, on half the illegal immigration status in the United States, is to stop that. And I think, look, comprehensive immigration reform is necessary. The problem is there's no move to secure the borders in any of the president's, all the executive action he's taken. Do you have an executive action securing the borders? I don't see it.
No, I mean, it's very minimal. And so it's basically talking points. And, you know, their focus, which they're allowed to do, is prioritizing. They'll keep deporting people they find who are violent criminals. When the system works, a lot of times those people slip right through. But I do believe what the president's strategy here is, it's not one one-on-one individualized deferred actions. That really what this is it will make it impossible for the Department of Homeland Security, ICE, and all the different agencies involved to deport anyone in a major way. And so most people are going to get what amounts to basically a freedom here. They're going to become on some kind of pathway, yeah, because they're going to end up here long enough to justify the terms, whether it's 5 years or the family connections they need. And who is down the road then going to say, how are we going to get rid of another 6 or 7 million people? That's not going to happen.
So I think the reality is, folks, the best challenge, I really believe this right now, is the litigation, and that brief is due in 48 hours. And here's what I want. We've got 24 states. I want to verify that, Will. Let's verify that. There's 24 states. We need representation, though, from all 50 states. So because we have a national reach and we're able to talk to you on radio every day and on television, we want to go and get, and the number has just been confirmed, it's 24. And I'll get the list of those states in a moment. I'll have that after the break here. And we want to have representation, though, from all 50 states. So we've got members of Congress that have already signed on, but we want you to join with us on this. It's easy to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign the brief either way. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief. And let me urge you to do just that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. All right, Jordan, let's take another phone call. And we are taking your calls, folks. We're here for another half hour. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Sherry calling in from Montana on line 3. Sherry, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Mr. Sekulow. Thank you for...
Please call me Jay. Yeah, thank you. But Jay
thank
is good.
You, Jay,
yeah, there you go.
Your whole group.
Thanks.
Jay in the Gap. I just had a quick question about if you could elaborate on the ramifications if Obama isn't stopped besides just the border.
Yeah, well, here's what it is. It really has nothing to do with immigration. If the president is going to operate by executive action when he doesn't have the House and the Senate any longer starting in January, what you're setting up is a monarchy or a president that's going to act like a monarch because he's going to issue decrees and he's going to stretch and go as far as he can in executive action to get as much of the rest of his agenda through as he possibly can, period. I want to talk to David first, then Jordan in Washington, but I don't think there's any doubt.
No, I mean, this is a constitutional crisis
it
in
is.
The making. I mean,
yeah.
You know, people have thought Washington's been contentious and dysfunctional when there's been things like shutdowns. Wait until you have a president openly defying Congress
yep.
with his executive orders. Then you're going to see what a real crisis is.
And Jordan, what do you expect the congressional action will be here?
I think what you'll see is a real fight on defunding come February. Now, the truth is there is not a filibuster-proof majority for Republicans in the U.S. Senate, even when the new Senate convenes. So they're going to have to get people to join them to get this through the Senate. And even if they do, the president's got the veto. They certainly won't have enough votes to override it. So that's why the legal option here is very important. Now, we'll fight the legislative battles as they come, put the pressure that's necessary. We've got to also be ready for this legal challenge because we can't just rely on the legislative process to fix this.
All right, folks, that means this. We need all of you to do something right now. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and sign on to our brief. You will be joining tens of thousands of other Americans, House and Senate members, representatives of the Judiciary Committee, 24 states, and you, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to join the committee. It's filing a brief tomorrow, Tuesday, end of business tomorrow. So this is it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to sign that right now. Also, don't forget, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. We've got a goal, David told me this, $2,300,000 for the month of December. We got a long way to go. Help us get there, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And if you want to buy the album, Hope of Jerusalem, Help Our Work for the Persecuted Church, anywhere digital music is sold, JSEC Yo Band, Hope of Jerusalem.
It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the JSEC Yo Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
We'll be right back. Jay Sekulow Band. You're going to be hearing that all of Christmas. The music you're going to hear is from our band. That album, I still call it album, EP for Christmas is called Hope of Jerusalem, Prince of Peace. And there's an original song on there as well as five Christmas classics. You can get that wherever you get digital music. And I am happy to say it is now up on, and we've been saying this for 10 days, but it is now there. It is actually on Amazon as well as iTunes, wherever you get digital music. Hope of Jerusalem, Jay Sekulow Band. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Our book, Rise of ISIS, in bookstores everywhere. Logan was out traveling this weekend, and he said the couple airports he went to, there it was. I saw it as well. So, again, a rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore, something we think you need to have. We've got a lot of people on the line here. Let's go right to it. Let me say this first. Here's who's filed the lawsuit against the president. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, South Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, and you. Those of you that sign on to this committee are part of our team. We are going to have representation. That's 24 states. We're going to have representation from all 50 states. That's our goal. At ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, you can become part of that representation team, become part of the committee, standing up to the President of the United States, part of history. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go ahead and take another phone call, and we will take more of those, of course, as the program goes on.
Absolutely. Dave calling in from Ohio, online 5. Dave, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. How you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to ask you, I support what you guys do almost 100% of the time, but when Jay keeps referring to comprehensive immigration reform, it sounds too much like amnesty.
It's not.
Why can't you say something like selective immigration reform?
Well, because I think it's got it, because the immigration situation, Dave, is such a mess, it needs a comprehensive rewrite. Let me give you a couple things here. Listen, I'm the grandson of a Russian immigrant to the United States. He didn't get amnesty. Sam Sekulow didn't get amnesty. He came here. He learned English. He waited. Came here when he was 14. He didn't get his – my daughter-in-law found his naturalization papers. I used it at the hearing, Dave. It was – he came here in 1914. He wasn't naturalized until 1930 or 1931. So it was 3 years – and he didn't file his petition until 1929. So I when I say comprehensive, I'm not saying amnesty. I think you've got to find out who's here, put in process a system. Ultimately, that system may be long-term work permits. I don't think it's automatic citizenship, that's for sure. But selective, I don't think is the right word either. That's my view of it. Dave, I appreciate you calling in on it, though, but I don't want anybody to think I'm talking about amnesty. We're not.
Yeah, I mean, look, the comprehensive means dealing with everything.
Including the security of the borders,
exactly.
By the way. That's a big part of it, Dave. I want border security.
Exactly. So you can't have truly comprehensive border reform, immigration reform, without dealing with the border.
Right.
And that's been the huge problem with the proposals put forward so far.
Jordan, is it fair to say that there's, both on the Republicans and Democrat, there's a move for a comprehensive solution to this mess?
I think there's an idea to move towards a more comprehensive that includes border security. And what you'll see is the split, though. Here's the big problem. And I think this answers Dave's question and concerns as well. When conservatives talk about comprehensive immigration reform, they're including, and actually their first step is, border security, securing our borders, making sure that's done, and then handling the immigration issue of the people who are already here. So not new immigration, but the people who are here illegally right now. So it's more than a one-step process. The left, so those of the Democrat side, never want border security to even be part of this comprehensive reform. So that's always been the stalemate. And the question is whether or not they can get past that in the final 2 years of the Obama presidency. I would guess they will not.
I think it's probably right. All right, we're taking more of your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. Folks, go ahead and sign on to that brief. You can do that at ACLJ.org. We're filing it tomorrow on the Immigration Challenge, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Take a listen to this for a moment. That is the Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever you get digital music. And don't forget, the proceeds from that go to our work for the persecuted church. ACLJ.org for that matching challenge campaign, folks. About 2 weeks to go. ACLJ.org. Back with more.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity.
your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Song Silent Night by John, sung by John Schlitt with our band, our Jay Sekulow Band, and it's available, Hope of Jerusalem, wherever you buy digital music, and the proceeds are going right back to the ACLJ to help us on our work for the persecuted church. Also, don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. David said that we had a 2.3, am I correct on that? 2.3 million?
2.3 million's a goal.
It's a big goal, folks. We were able to get our goal last year, which was about 2,000,001, so this is, we've increased it a little bit for this year. 10%'s a lot, actually. Any amount you donate at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, we're getting a matching gift for. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan's in our studios in Washington, D.C., where it's about to get a little quiet up there. The Senate's going out, but not quiet for us because we're filing that brief tomorrow. Let's go ahead, Jordan, and take Javier's call number three.
Javier, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, calling in from Utah. You're on the air.
Hi, Javier.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
you're on
sir.
The air.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Sure.
I was brought here illegally when I was like 4 years old. I
yep.
went to school here.
Yep.
I'm actually working right now. I'm ready to buy a house. I'm just waiting for a social security number to come through. But my question is, Obama's reform, that's going to help people who've been here before 5 years. No criminal. They can't have criminal record
Correct.
On them.
Right.
How is that affecting?
I think if that was the legislation that was passed, Javier, I think, you know, that would be if the Congress did that, and maybe we would want to enhance border security, obviously. If that was legislation, it would be perfectly appropriate, and the president could then issue an executive order to enforce the legislation. There's only one thing that's missing here, and that's the legislation. And I appreciate you calling in because I want to end this myth once and for all. The president had the House, the Senate, and, of course, the White House his first 2 years of the presidency and decided not to do immigration reform, which would have gotten through with veto-proof majorities. No problem. President Bush tried to do immigration reforms. The Democrats blocked him. And I was part of that back in the Bush administration, so I remember that distinctly. In fact, the guy that testified with me at the Judiciary Committee hearing was the lawyer that was heading it up for DOJ. Jordan was involved in some of that. So this is not about you. This is about process. It's not about illegal immigration. It's about a president's overreach. And, Jordan, that's kind of where we've got to focus all this.
That's absolutely right. And the idea here is not that we're really fighting over the whether or not this immigration reform was good or not. The idea is, does the president have this kind of power on his own? And the precedent that sets for future presidents and Congress and the separation of powers, do we really want to live in a country where the president can make laws on his own when Congress is expressly saying we're not doing that right now, and there's laws on the books that are opposed to what the president's doing?
Yeah, and here, Javier, this is for your situation. So under the president's authority, you understand, supposedly, by the way, if there's individual discretion, the agency could decide for whatever reason, Javier, you're not going to get a Social Security number for any reason they want. And the next president could come in and say, you know what President Obama did? I didn't like it, so I'm changing it. And that's because there's no source of authority statutorily. That is the problem. This is a huge political maneuver that has real repercussions. And unfortunately, the immigrant community is going to bear the brunt of this either way.
David? It's in a big way, it's a con job. He's not actually giving Javier and people like him rights.
Correct.
He's not giving rights. He is giving a privilege for a period of time until and unless another president comes in and undoes it. That's why you do this through the law, so that people actually end up with something permanent, some rights that they can count on.
That's exactly right. So, Javier, do you understand where we're coming from? We're not opposed to fixing this. I've been saying it and saying it. I want comprehensive immigration reform. I do believe in security of the borders. I do believe in a work permit situation. I believe in all that. What I don't believe in is a president doing it on his own, especially when that president had the House and the Senate and could have done it. So, Javier, do you understand where we're coming from?
Yes, I understand. It's kind of hard for me being here
sure.
in the USA for more than 25 years and not have.
I don't think you should be shipped back, by the way. I want to be clear on this. Look, my grandfather was a Russian immigrant to this country. I'm only the second generation born in the United States. So, you know, I am completely in favor of immigration reform, comprehensive, but it's got to be real, and the president can't do it on his own. But I appreciate, Javier, you calling in and talking to us today, and I appreciate your honesty in the conversation. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want your comments on it. Jordan, what is your sense of what is going to happen come first of the year?
Well, I think that what we're going to see is a fight on this, because the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees all of the agencies involved with this immigration and the court system and the people involved and the border security, all of that, that the funding only goes through February. So the new Congress comes in January. They're going to have to deal with this immediately, and we're going to see that in Washington, D.C. That being said, it's a very tough fight, even with the Republican victory. So you may get the idea brought up, but it still could be filibustered depending on the rules on the filibuster that may or may not be implemented or re-implemented. And then after that, after you go through that process, if there is an actual substantive vote, which may or may not happen, it has to go to the president. There are not 60 votes. There's not two-thirds. There's not 67 votes in the United States Senate right now to override a presidential veto.
Yeah, and I think that's the reality. So this is where it's going to be. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to sign on to this brief on this issue, challenging the president's authority. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's easy to do. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget our matching challenge campaign, folks. We got a big goal we've set for the month of December. Huge. $2.3 million, the biggest month of the year. ACLJ.org for that is the easiest way. ACLJ.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another phone call.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. A lot of calls are coming in. Let's go to Jerry in California, line 2. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Thank you for all the work you guys do.
Thanks.
It's great. Listen, you know, I have a family members that immigrated to the United States.
Yep.
And they it's not fair. I guess no one's really discussing this, but they waited in line.
I know.
They had to save up $20,000 to get in here. They went through the whole rigmarole to get in the country. And that's not being discussed. And what do you tell those folks? Like, you're just a sucker?
No. I mean, Jerry, I brought that up, too, at the hearing. And, David, this is something you and I talked about this as we were putting all the, you know, folks, if I could describe the work of a Judiciary Committee hearing, a full Judiciary Committee hearing, is like a Supreme Court argument, except instead of being 30 minutes, it was 4 hours. I think I had 100 questions. I mean, I'm sure there were hundreds of questions asked. I felt like most of them I got. But you had to be prepared for all of that. And that was one of the things, David, we had talked about, is the impact it has on those that are in process. Because their process, let me tell you, is going to stop.
Right, right. I mean,
completely.
You're talking about flooding
yeah.
millions of new applicants into these processes, and it is going to slow everything down. And look, there are few things more demoralizing to people than to do everything right, to dot the I's and cross the T's, and then feel like, in many ways, you're almost punished for that. You're doing yeah. everything right, and then you find things inexplicably slowing down because of politics, because of violations of the Constitution. That is fundamentally unfair.
Jordan, is there anybody, I mean, this is a really good question. I mean, is there anybody speaking out for these people? Those that are in line now and doing it legally and are close to getting it worked out?
That's the problem where there's a great disservice for those who are maybe Latino or Hispanic, those communities, and they are in the process, and this is holding them up. This is making it a longer process for them, and they haven't broken any rules. They came here. They waited in line to get here, or they're waiting right now. There are people who are not here who haven't broken the law, who are on the list waiting to come to even reunite with their families, and they are being delayed because of this. And no, the immigration groups that you see, for the most part, who support this are really just shadow and really just boxes for their Democrat liberal groups, and they support the agenda of the left. And so you are seeing some of it in, like, in the Univision interviews and other places yep. like that where the president's been brought to task more, but not in the interest groups.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to play a bite from Senator Cruz on the Senate floor that I think really sets this up in a significant way, folks. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your phone calls as well. 1-800-684-3110. You could talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to give us a call and share your comments or ask your questions. We're here to help. 1-800-684-3110. As I mentioned, we are 48 hours away, probably a little bit less than, from filing our brief to the D.C., this actually in the U.S. Court District Court in Texas, Brownsville, Texas. I've litigated in that district before. We're back again. 24 states have filed a lawsuit. We want representation from all 50 states. So we want members of the ACLJ, friends of the ACLJ, those of you that are listening to this radio broadcast, to go ahead and sign on. You can do that at ACLJ.org. You'll sign on to a committee standing up to the president's unilateral executive action. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, don't forget, we are in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to our work at the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. Big goal for December, $2.3 million. Any amount will help. It's tax deductible. You donate 10, we get 20. 20 is 40. 40 is 80. 80 is 160. You see how it works. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want Hope of Jerusalem, this our new EP for Christmas, wherever digital music is sold. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled, a gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family.
Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Four 3110. That's our Jay Sekulow band, and that is our album Hope of Jerusalem. It's one of the songs on it. Wherever you get digital music, you can get that album, and all the proceeds go to our work for the persecuted church. And don't forget our matching challenge campaign, folks. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. David's going to be biting his nails right to the end of the month because this is our 2 weeks that David heads up our digital advocacy. This is, folks, this is it's like the whole ball game in about 16 days here, so it really is important that we hear from you. ACLJ.org for online contributions. The easiest way to do it, you can, of course, call it in as well at 877-989-2255. But the best thing to do is ACLJ.org, and your support really makes a difference to the ACLJ. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Nancy, New Hampshire, on line 6. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you. May God bless you guys that are doing your work for him and for the American people.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things, Jay.
Yep.
I thought that I may be wrong, the first executive order of precedence was in an act of war.
Well, of course, they have the authority to issue executive action at the time of war. You could do executive orders. Those are usually based on a declaration of war. I mean, there's something that it's a basis upon. So let's go a question at a time, Nancy. I'm going to come right back to you. Let me go to David on that. But in war, you'll have executive action that's taken. The president's authority as commander-in-chief.
Right. The president's authority as commander-in-chief is derived directly from the Constitution.
Right.
That's where he's going to be acting with some of his greatest latitude, the greatest degree of latitude. But, you know, executive actions can occur not during war so long as he is acting pursuant to either the Constitution or an act of Congress.
Yeah, and that, of course, what's missing here. But go ahead, Nancy. What's the next question?
So how is his immigration unilaterally an act of war, except possibly allowing groups who want
It's not. I mean, what he's doing, and I'm going to go to Jordan on this, what the president is doing is he put a pledge in on immigration. He's not going to try to get it done legislatively. He told the Republicans he's not going to do that. He had the chance to do it when he controlled the House and the Senate, didn't do it. And now he's making a political statement. And unfortunately, illegal immigrants that are in the United States, they're going to be the ones paying the real penalty for this, Jordan. That's really the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Ultimately, they're not getting a pathway to citizenship. It's a deferred action of prosecution or removal, and they've got to come out of the shadows. They've got to apply. And if they don't meet one of the standards correctly, so if they're not informed correctly, they still get deported or could be deported. And ultimately, it doesn't just hurt those here who are waiting. It hurts those who are outside the U.S., who are not united with their families, who are in the legal process because it causes such significant delay. Delays. And, you know, again, in the past when presidents have done this and there's been these kind of offers, they've said, well, it could affect millions. But what ultimately happens is few actually use the process and most just benefit from the idea that there won't be as President Obama said, people won't be deported.
That's exactly the situation. That's why we want you to sign on this brief, folks. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. We'll go to Sean in Maryland, line 1. Sean, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of quick points. This president seems to be making a name for himself in pardoning crime, number one, with the illegal immigration actions that he's taken upon himself to pardon for people who already come to this country illegally and then turning around and making different levels of crime acceptable for people to stay or go. Next, he's pardoned more or less the people that were already thrown into prison for their crimes against the United States as terrorists. He's let them go.
And by the way, planning on doing more of those. There are going to be more of those coming. I wouldn't be surprised to see those between Christmas and New Year, actually. David, that's a big – I mean, Sean brings up a good point. But, I mean, this president on that issue, you're talking about the – you know, what I call the – he's trying to bring down the Gitmo detainees. But the reality is, I mean, you could see some – by the way, a lot of these guys are already returning to the battlefield. And I think what you saw today in Australia is part and parcel. And we got to take this really seriously, folks. ISIS has got a different connect than Al-Qaeda because they're Al-Qaeda hidden caves. ISIS and their agents, their individuals inspired by ISIS, are doing all this out in the open. No surprises here.
I mean, it's absolutely stunning that the president would plunge forward with closing down Gitmo, draining Gitmo of detainees, in some cases, you know, even releasing commanders. When we have jihad on the march.
Unbelievable.
I mean, these are people who have a jihadist army that they can go join immediately.
Right.
This is not a situation where they're going to countries where and going into an environment where there's no jihadist momentum.
No.
This is where jihad is at its peak in this last year.
It's pretty telling what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Let's take Richard. He's calling from Texas on line 4. Hi, Richard. You're on the air. Richard,
Hello.
You there? Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I'm Mexican-American.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Texas. And because I'm bilingual, you know, I get both sides of the fence.
Sure.
But I have to tell you, you know, this topic, there's so many things to it. But first of all, I'd like to kind of caution on the side of you know, being prejudiced against Mexican nationals.
Sure.
But on the other hand, I also, you know, I don't agree with the fact that they're coming over here in droves and breaking the law doing so. There's so many, because I'm bilingual, I know a lot of the advantages that they take advantage of the system that we have.
Sure.
The medical profession is one.
Well, Richard, you're a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, I am.
Right. So you understand how it worked. Now, did you come to the United States? Were you born in the United States?
I was born in Houston, Texas, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, okay. Here's the situation, and I'm going to go to Jordan on this. All of the calls that have come in, and I appreciate you calling in too, Richard, as a Mexican-American. If you don't have real reform here, statutory reform, none of this is solved. Jordan, that's the real problem at the end of the day here.
Yeah, absolutely right. That this is just it's really a temporary relief that may mean that there are millions more people who stay here indefinitely, but it does nothing to actually legalize people. It doesn't get them really into the process of paying taxes and being good citizens. It's really just a deferred action on prosecution and removal.
You know, that is the reality. I want you to listen to this song for just a moment here. It's Our Hope of Jerusalem.
Have cast, wake of the time when our children's children will never be touched by the steam of the grave.
If you want a unique gift for Christmas, Hope of Jerusalem, Prince of Peace is the album by our band, J Secular Band. It is available wherever you get digital music. I'm happy to announce it's now up on Amazon as well. And when you go there, all the proceeds from that, by the way, that we get go right to our work at the ACLJ for the Persecuted Church. We encourage you to do that. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is available in bookstores everywhere, so we encourage you to buy that. Also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, so you stay engaged. But, folks, we've got a huge challenge here, and that is $2.3 million to raise between basically about $2 million of that between now and the end of the month. So your support for the ACLJ is critical. ACLJ.org. is the place to go. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. But the easiest way to donate is right at the website, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the J. Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.